When South Central Los Angeles burned through the night 21 days ago, people in other American cities watched, fearing that the rage and violence would spill out of L.A. and into other places. Here, in Washington, we remember nights when the sky above the Capitol was thick with smoke, reflecting the red of fires burning here. It was in the spring of 1968 when Martin Luther King was killed, and there were riots in many U.S. cities. One of the areas that was destroyed was the old center of segregated Washington, U Street. The street was a glamorous place once. There were restaurants and theaters, shops and nightclubs. And at 11th and U, there was the Crystal Cavern.
Then you had, from the Crystal Cavern, you'd go into the next block. It's 11th or 1200 block. And you had, it was the Casbah. Then from the Casbah, it went to the Marina. And this is where all the Latin music was played. And we had, they had a stage. All the places had stages now.
Mary Jefferson is a slender, glamorous grandmother now, but she was only a teenager in the 1940s when she began a career singing on U Street at the Crystal Cavern. The old nightclub is long gone. The building is unoccupied now. Mary Jefferson peered through the doorway and described the club downstairs, decorated to look like a glittery cave.
See that mask right there as you go down?
Mm-hmm.
All right, all on the back wall there, you had masks and, like I said, the satellites and the tack lights or whatever you call them. And the colored lights. So everything, there was an aura.
Sort of mysterious and glamorous.
Yes, just as you turn that corner there and go into the big room, the first table was Adam Clayton Powell's table. That was his table. He sat there all the time, and I just thought that he was the most handsome thing you ever seen in your life.
Well, what happened to all of this promenade of nightclubs and restaurants and so on?
Integration and the riots.
But first integration. Explain that.
Well, there was a period where we were not allowed to go downtown to anything. So when the opportunity to came to go downtown to the palace or the Keith or something, like everybody else, they broke their neck and deserted home or where they stem from to go where they were denied access.
Then in 1968?
Then in 1968, when the riots came, they burnt out everything. So, which left us with hardly anything.
But it's been so many years, and it's still true that in this neighborhood there are nice houses. U Street is still a big, broad, heavily trafficked street. Why doesn't it come back?
Well, I think it's on the upswing of coming back, but it's been so many years. And then when the small business operators had an idea, tried to bring the places back into being, there's always some glitch in there that caused them to have to sell out. Right there in the 1200 block, the Casbah Club, 1976, gentlemen tried to reopen that club. We went in, my husband, Nap Turner, myself, put in entertainment, everything that we could to bring that club up. Then you would get the media who would give out negative information. It's nothing but a drug haven up there. You don't want to go up in that area. They would always find the negatives to point out.
After 1968, U Street was never again the social and cultural center that Mary Jefferson remembers. She told us that not only was that place and that glamour lost to violence and fires and fears, but that young black people in Washington now don't even know it was there. Children familiar with Hammer and Criss Cross have never heard of Ellington and Callaway.
I go into schools. I played Bull Moose Jackson for some kids in the primary grades. They were up dancing. They had never heard this music before. They don't know anything about it. They don't even know who Alina Horn is. And this is sad, because we have got so many great master artists who made a major contribution to this culture that the people don't know anything about.
Right here, that's in this
right.
city,
that's right.
on U Street.
That's sad. 20 years makes an awful lot of difference.
Up the street is an institution that has survived the riots and the economic upheaval that followed them. Ben's Chili Bowl remains from the days when kids would pile out of the movies at the Lincoln or the Booker T and stop at Ben's for chili dogs. We met John Snipes there. Born in the neighborhood, he had a convenience store on U Street after 1968 when so many businesses had closed that there was no place to pick up bread and milk. He made it through the lean years, through a dangerous drug epidemic. But Snipes' store did not survive the construction of Washington's Metro on U Street.
That put me out of business directly. And the subway, which we didn't really think would be the best idea, because what's going to draw the people? How are we going to get people to get off that subway and come up here for entertainment? And the subway has been a catastrophe for the U Street and 7th Street corridor, and it could have been an asset.
Well, now the Green Line is done, the subway is built, the economy is in recession, but do you think that now it may be possible to begin rebuilding this corridor, this
Well, who's
going to
invest any money up here? You know, after the, you know, when you look on the TV and see places burning down in California, don't think that the people that's got the money is not looking at that. You know, who's in control? If you had some money, would you be willing to come up here? That's what you got to think about. It is known fact that possibly all of the developers know each other. And he said, man, I'm not going. You know, and unless the federal government take a lead in redeveloping, I don't know who's going to come up here. I don't know how they're going to do it, unless maybe some of the foreigners got enough heart to do it, but they're hurting themselves.
Metro was meant to help U Street, but in the mid-80s, subway construction turned the street into a canyon, and the businesses that depended on convenience and walk-in traffic were devastated.
You had a 90-foot hole down in front of your building out there with little flimsy railings there and mud all over the place. And some days they would come in and cut your water off without warning, cut your gas off, your electric off, anything they wanted to do. And we started meeting with the people, trying to make some kind of sense out of the whole deal.
Now, this is one of the main streets of the community. Buses run up and down the street. People walk. People used to walk up and down the street. And that all just went?
Everything. I mean, people couldn't get to your place. Cars were rerouted because they couldn't get through here in certain time. So once you lose a person, once you get them in these detours, they say, I'm not even come that way. Your loyal, most loyal customers might not come this way. You know, he said, why go up there?
So the thing that was supposed to really bring the area back just sent it staggering on its last legs out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a killer. That all these empty buildings became prevalent after with the construction of the Green Line. And it wasn't just financial. I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about more. We maintain here through pride, and it had a lot to do with the black experience. We wanted the world to know, and we still probably will in some manner let the world know, that black people once flourished here.
Work on the subway is complete on U Street. The city has built a municipal office building there. There are plans to reopen the Lincoln Theater, probably as a community arts center. The Howard Theater, once as famous as the Apollo in New York, may also be reopened. The Office of Development for the city says that a shopping center is in the works. Gentrification is creeping down some of the fine old streets where houses still stand, where Langston Hughes and Carter Woodson lived and worked. More than 20 years after the riots, U Street may finally be coming back. If it does, it will most likely be multicultural, as many Washington neighborhoods are. But as Los Angeles burned, Mary Jefferson and John Snipes both told us they were powerfully reminded of what they lost in the spring of 1968 and what they will never see again on U Street.